words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And may we always serve with you in joy, conviction, and gratitude in our hearts. Amen. Last month, an elementary school in Altamonte Springs, Florida, held a College Colors Day and encouraged its students to wear shirts from their favorite university. One boy, a fan of the University of Tennessee, wore a plain orange shirt. In order to make it a little more special, attached a handmade sign in pencil with bold capital letters UT with the University of Tennessee in small print. His fourth grade teacher, Laura Snyder, who said that the student was very proud and excited to show her his shirt, wrote on her Facebook page that later some girls at the lunch table next to his had made fun of his shirt. He was devastated. He put his head on his desk and began crying. Ms. Snyder said that in order to try and cheer him up, she told him she would buy him a UT shirt. Her Facebook post went viral. And before you knew it, the University of Tennessee responded by sending a package of UT swag to the elementary school for the young boy and all his classmates, along with an uplifting video from some of the UT football players. But wait, this story only gets better. UT decided to make the boy's drawing into an official university t-shirt. All proceeds from the sale of his shirt will go to support the nonprofit organization Stop Out Bullying. Oh, and by the way, the university also offered this boy a full 4-year scholarship to be a part of UT's class of 2032. Like today's gospel, on the surface, this is a healing story. But as you dig deeper, you find out that it is not only a story of healing, but of gratitude and all the possible good we can create in this world by truly living our lives through God with an attitude of gratitude. The boy's mom repeatedly expressed gratitude to the university and said the family has been deeply touched by the overwhelming outpouring from people around the world. In today's gospel, 10 lepers are healed, and one of them, a Samaritan, returns to Jesus, falling at his feet, thanking him and praising God in a loud voice. In both stories, healing brings gratitude. And I believe a life full of gratitude brings incredible possibilities to share God's kingdom here on earth. But first, let's set the scene. On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus passes through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Leprosy in Scripture often is used to describe those who were afflicted with a variety of skin diseases. These lepers were subject to strict social and religious requirements. They were shunned and isolated from the community and could not take part in public gatherings, such as going to the temple. Because their disease was seen as contagious and also the judgment of God, they had the responsibility of warning others not to come near them. They had been known to yell out, "Unclean, unclean," if anyone started to come too close. When Jesus saw the lepers, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." As they went on their way, they were made clean. The priest alone had the authority to determine whether the lepers had been cleansed of their disease and could rejoin society, which explains Jesus' instructions. It also explains why the lepers immediately made haste to go to the priest, whose forthcoming judgment would give them back their normal lives. But when one of the ten, who happened to be a Samaritan, saw that he was healed, he immediately turned back, praising God and thanking Jesus. Though it is not addressed, we assume the other nine continued on their way to present themselves to the priest as instructed by Jesus. Still, their absence prompts Jesus' successive questions. Were not ten made clean? Where are the other nine? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? What prevents the nine from returning back to thank Jesus? What prevents us from returning to thank Jesus with a heart full of gratitude? By Jesus singling out the Samaritan, the foreigner, scholars assume that the other nine were Jews. But we don't know for sure. Still, that would make sense. They were following the rules, which was an integral part of their culture. Jesus told them to go to the priest and show themselves, and that's what they were doing. They clearly had to notice they were healed, but obviously either failed to focus on the source of their healing or simply were too caught up in the possibility of being allowed back into society. I believe it is safe to assume they were on a mission to show the priest they were clean. They were all about task completion. Sometimes we, too, are working on finishing our to-do list and don't immediately grasp the healing power of Jesus in our lives and don't turn back to praise God and thank Jesus. We can identify with the nine. So what caused the one leper, the Samaritan, to return to Jesus? And why is this story so important that Jesus heals the lepers while he is on his way to Jerusalem, on his way to the cross? I believe it all has to do with Jesus wanting us to truly see. To truly see ourselves, to truly see other people, our neighbors, those who enter our lives in so many ways, and last but not least, to truly see the power of God in our lives and to realize the potential of that power to truly share God's kingdom here on earth. The lepers saw Jesus and asked for mercy. Jesus truly saw the lepers and healed them. One of the ten truly saw that he was healed by Jesus and was moved to return to God, to praise him and to give thanks to Jesus. Jesus said to the one, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This also translates into "your faith has made you whole." In the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "All who see the Son and believe in him will have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." By accepting Jesus in our lives and praising God with an attitude of gratitude, we are made well, we are made whole, and we are told to get up and go. And when we go on our way with gratitude, we are more open to truly see others, to truly share the faith of our healing Lord, and to truly minister to the needs of others. Or as Lutheran minister David Lowe said, "What we see makes all the difference. In the face of adversity, do we see danger or opportunity? In the face of human need, do we see demand or gift? In the face of the stranger, do we see potential enemy or friend?" Like many psychological tests, there is no right answer. But how we answer depends on what we see. How we answer dramatically shapes both our outlook and behavior. On Friday, while my wife Suzanne and I were at the checkout counter at a large store, a man walked into the store, physically shaking and loudly asking for a drink of water. The manager, who appeared to know the man, said she would get him a glass of water as soon as she finished with her customer. The man continued to be disruptive and loud in asking for water. Another man, a complete stranger, who was in line to pay, got out of line, went and got a bottle of water, gave it to the man, and talked with him for a bit and calmed him down. They then went their separate ways. It was a relatively small act, but a Christ-like act with a positive impact. Healing brings gratitude, and I believe a life full of gratitude brings the opportunity to share God's kingdom here on earth. When we live with an attitude of gratitude from the gifts we receive from God, we see the world in a more positive and affirming way, and are poised to make a real difference in someone else's life, like the University of Tennessee did with that young boy in Florida. By the way, I ordered one of the boy's shirts for my UT class of 48 father-in-law, and a few weeks ago received an update on the status. The university explained that they initially ordered 72 shirts, the minimum they could purchase, so they could send the boy a shirt with his design. As of October 1st, UT had sold over 109,000 shirts. They asked for patience as they worked to fill all the orders and said that they are humbled and happy to be a conduit for change by bringing attention to the important issue of bullying. As we get up and go on our way today, may we give thanks for God's abundant healing presence in our lives. And may we live our lives with gratitude in our hearts and always seek ways in which we can share and further God's kingdom here on earth with all we meet. Amen.